Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/deadworkersparty. Over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Also, this podcast is made possible by MC Pro Hosting, the leader in Minecraft server hosting. Get your server today at mcprohosting.com.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled, and all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the shaft.
The Shaft, episode 172, recorded on March 1st, 2014.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I'm Eric Fullerton.
I'm Afro Monkey.
And I'm Maz.
And we've got a very special guest today. We got Yogscast Hannah all the way from England.
Hello.
Welcome aboard the show. Hopefully it won't be too much of a train wreck today.
Yeah.
And I appreciate everybody showing up. We got all over the world from 3 a.m. or something to 5 p.m. to 11 whatever.
Yeah.
We've got all of the bases loaded.
That's right. Spanning the continents.
It's going to be a fabulous show. We've got a bunch of questions that all the Yognauts were gracious enough to submit on the Reddit. So we'll get to those with Hannah in just a minute. And some news items. And then, of course, excavation stations. So before further ado or something, let's go ahead and talk about these fabulous sponsors we got today. We got Just Will One, who says,
have you guys seen Sherlock on Netflix? It's great.
It's great. No, I haven't. I should. I hear good things about it.
That out.
It's a wonderful show.
And then for server sponsorships today, we have the JP Projects, who says,
Hey there. You do it, Maz.
I'm a YouTuber nearing 5,000 subs and do daily PvP-related videos. Would love the help reaching 5K. Check out the J Projects. And guys, love Brent's Shaft. Wait, what?
Hey-o.
That's at youtube.com/thejproject or JP Projects. So go check them out.
Sweet. All right.
So I guess let's, do we want to talk about what's been going on this week a little bit? I've been playing a lot on the Shaftlands. I know Afro's been playing on the Shaftlands.
Yeah. I got a horse.
You got a horse?
Yeah.
A horse, of course.
And some diamond armor, and I still haven't built anything.
Oh. Fabulous. How about you, Maz? I heard you were on there.
I actually jumped on the shaft plans this morning and had a little flap around in there. Found myself a little island. There's a huge map in the spawn area, and I picked out a little island on there, grabbed a map, off I went, going, yes, this is going to be beautiful. I got there, and there's a little house already set up on it. I'm like, no! What a wasted journey. It took me like 15 minutes of swimming. So I'm like, well, I may as well just go stand on this island and have a look at the house and see what land they're wasting. And there was a sign on the house that said, feel free to use this house or knock it down. Yours sincerely, some person who used to live there. So I have the whole island to myself. I'm very chuffed. It's great.
Nice.
Nice.
Chuffed.
And Eric, you ever going to come to the Shaftlands?
I am, yeah. I need to get a lot on Eric Fullerton Boulevard.
Okay.
And I'm hoping it's not full. So I need to...
No one's moving in over there, apparently.
Nobody?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm sad. I'm
sure they'll move in. It's probably awful.
I totally forgot the most important part. I was hanging out in the church, admiring my own faith in the glass, in the stained glass. Beautiful, beautiful. And there's a secret crypt under that church, like a secret one. And I found it with the help of some from other shafters, Okami and Bitburner and High on Death was there, and a couple of others that I can't remember because it's 3 a.m. in the morning. And we also found a secret clubhouse type area. So there's the Shaftlands is full of all these cool little secret areas that you can, little Easter egg things you can find. So that's pretty nifty. And we all got to sign the book to say that we were there. So if you're at the Shaftlands, you should go and see if you can find it.
Nice.
It's hard work.
Sweet.
Well, very cool. Well, let's go ahead and get into some of these questions. We got tons of them, so I guess we can each just go around, and if Hannah's ready for some questions,
bring it.
Yes, Hannah's still here, by the way.
Bring the questions.
Let's see. The first one here is from Trish Former, who asks: the world is ending. You're at school. You're in your classroom with your three best friends. Oh wait, this one's missing the rest of the text.
Everyone is panicking. That's it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a question.
So you have any comments on that?
That's weird. Let's move on. Are you excited for season 4 of the Game of Thrones? That's from Mr. Scruff.
Yes. Yeah, I've read the books, so yes, of course. I'm excited. It'll be good.
And what do you think, like, if you've read the books, or how they've been doing the series? Do you like how they're doing the series compared to the books?
Yeah. Well, I like the fact, obviously, George R. R. Martin is writing the script, so he's changed a few things and swapped a few scenes around, so it works better for TV, which I think is quite good, because you've got to consider that if you do take a book and make it into a TV or a film.
That's great, because it keeps the integrity of his own story.
Mm.
And then any changes, fans don't really have a right to complain, because it's his work. So yeah, that's great.
So like the what's a face woman that was added for
what's a face?
It's great. I'm gonna forget.
Jon Snow, that chick in for Jon Snow, that one.
No. Is it not for Rob? Am I thinking for Rob? He wrote in. Yeah, that woman who's not actually in the books, but he wrote her in to make it work better for the scripting. Am I thinking of Rob?
Possibly.
There's so many characters now.
Yeah, I know. And it just gets even more and more.
They're all dead. Spoiler alert.
They're all dead.
Everybody dies.
Yeah, I read the last book and watching the show, and my wife will be like, oh, that's my favorite character. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
That actually is the funny thing, because it's obviously a certain person dies very quickly into book one, just in case someone hasn't seen the TV series or read the books. And I had a lot of friends that I saw through Facebook were watching it and were going, like, this is my favourite character, having never read the books. And I was thinking, well, good game there. You're going to miss it. He's gone. So, it's good. I'm enjoying it, and I'm looking forward to seeing how they're going to make 4.
Yeah, because that'll be interesting. There's some cool stuff. This next question you want to ask it, Eric?
What is life like within Yogg Towers?
That is a strange and it's a difficult question to answer. It's part office, part playground in some ways. It's obviously it's a gaming area. Mm. So like for example, we've got two weeping angels at the end of the corridor, just cardboard cutouts, just standing there for no reason.
That would terrify me completely.
The cleaner's not particularly happy about them. yes, I think she's used to them now. But obviously, like from our perspective, we've been here.
She just comes in cleaning. So she's got her eye matchsticks in her eyes.
I'm just sweeping. So
we moved them around as well. So like I came out the other day, and it was really late at night. I was doing a recording late at night, and Kim, who I think is on next week, moved one. So it was outside my room, and I came out, looked for some reason the opposite way, and turned, and there's this angel, and I was just like, oh, shit. So, yeah, it's a strange, strange place, and anyone who comes in who is not like a resident here or a frequent visitor must think we're all completely mad.
So is there like designated hours where people do recordings? Like, you know, you walk down the hallway, and there's just like people in their offices laughing and talking to themselves.
It depends. I mean, certain people will do certain things. So, like, I tend to not come in on a weekend because I've done the rest of the week. But we don't have, like, a 9-to-5. Mm. So, like, some days you'll go, well, actually, this game is out. I need to come in earlier, or I need to stay later to catch the time, because obviously American time zone stuff. Mm. So, yeah, certain people have certain, I guess, rhythms that they use that they fall into over time. And work certain days.
How important is it? Sorry to get off the.
It's okay.
The questions, but how important is it? Running a network like that and having a sort of regimented sort of schedule. How loose are you? Because I mean, we are all at heart gamers, and I know inherently lazy people, I'd imagine. But how do you manage to keep up the motivation and the momentum?
Well, obviously, fans have a lot of interaction. So that is a very important thing. You know, there is obviously a sense of obligation of, well, I commit to a video daily. I've got to make sure I deliver that. Oh, no. Like, if you've not done it in the day, there might be an element of panic behind it. Mm-hmm. But it's one of these things, it comes and goes. Like any job, there'll be certain days where you're like, oh, like it's hard going today. And you just have to sort of push through, really.
It sucks, doesn't it? I just got to play these video games. Oh, my life.
Yeah. That's the thing. It's great when it's a game that you're having fun with and it's really easy to do. But in reality, the actual gaming thing is such a small proportion of what we do. Editing takes so long. It's like four times as long, something like that. It depends, obviously, what the game is. But people sit and go, oh, you must play games all day. Well, no, in reality, say you play 1 hour of a game, you're then spending 4 hours making sure those videos are ready. And then there's obviously other stuff as well. So, you know, dealing with things like fan mail, just bits and bobs that you just don't like think of as a job. It is a job. Like, I have to do accounts. I don't want to do accounts, but that is something I have to do. So it's not as simple as just, oh, it's a great job. You play games all day. It's still a job at the end of the day. So there's some fun things and some sucky things, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And I keep looking at the camera, and I just watched Terpster did a video showing your office, and it's really cool to see all the things in your office. So everybody should go watch that video too and use some insight there. Maz, you want to read this next one? It's kind of lengthy.
Yeah, hello, Hannah. First, thanks for all the entertainment. Your videos are great for unwinding at the end of the day or just to have playing while cooking or on a walk. That's interesting. My question, the historical asides you took the time to do during your Assassin's Creed and Son of Rome playthroughs, even just the quick mentions, were great additions that made the game seem more substantial. If you could pair any style of game with any time period, for example, a spectacle fighter with Mark Twain set in the Wild West, which do you think you'd have the most fun playing? From Johan Volkert, Captain Thorough.
Yes, thank you. that is such a difficult question because there's so many games that I enjoy. I love the Batman games, but I wouldn't take them out of where they are. I just don't think it would work. I have been saying for ages that I would love to see Assassin's Creed in Jack the Ripper Victorian London sort of thing. Oh. That would be cool. I'd like to see that. I guess you could argue Thief and Dishonored sort of tick those boxes, but not really. I'd like it a lot more historically complex and actually based in some form of reality the same way Assassin's Creed's ones do. It's a good question. I think I'd probably have to go with that or like sort of the Tudors, so like Elizabeth the First, that sort of time, like the 1600s, 1700s, something around that maybe. But yeah, carry on.
You don't want to see Batman in space?
No, that's the problem. We've got space as well. Like, you know, I'd love Portal. I so many different games. It'd be so difficult to go, actually, I really want this or this in this time period. Space would be good. I don't know what you put in space though, because Batman in space would just be.
He'd have trouble with his cape.
Oh, yeah, he wouldn't get anything done. Like you couldn't put Assassin's Creed in space, or could you?
doing some kind of moon landing conspiracy assassinations in space. I don't even know what's going on.
I don't know how you get there. I'm trying to think. I can't. No, I think probably maybe Victoria London with assassins.
I think that's probably the best idea.
Yeah,
Jack the Ripper. Probably,
yeah, that'd be really cool. How about this one? Next one, Avro.
Do you miss the good old times before the Minecraft boom? And that's from Shamorn.
So we're talking about the days of World of Warcraft and raiding. Yes and no. I mean, like, there's been... You say before the Minecraft boom.
Yeah.
There's no Minecraft on my channel. but there's a hell of a lot of other games that are after the Minecraft boom.
Yeah.
So in a way, I sort of miss it because I miss the days of when we were playing World of Warcraft and it was the MMO. And now there's so many other MMOs. It's just like, well, which one do I pick? But at the same time, that is a difficult. That's a difficult question to answer.
Are you looking forward to any MMOs right now?
Well, I've actually just been playing Elder Scrolls Online.
Mm-hmm. How do you like that so far?
I went into it very skeptically because I thought, well, I wanted, when they said they were going to do multiplayer stuff, I was like, oh, co-op Skyrim, great. But literally Skyrim with a friend and not an MMO. So I went into it a little bit skeptical, thinking this could be really bad. This could be, you know, exactly the same as vanilla World of Warcraft was, just copied, the same as quite a few other MMOs have tried and failed. But played the first hour and a half and have been actually pleasantly surprised so far. Apparently it gets better as well, and there's a lot more like open world as you level and go on. And the voice acting is quite good. There's John Cleese and what's-his-face, who plays Dumbledore. just doing random roles. So, no, it was
Gandalf,
it was
a pleasant real name surprise. Is.
Yes. I'm pleasantly surprised by it so far. So we'll see what happens with that.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. I've been looking at WildStar, but
yeah. I played that as well.
How did you like that?
I haven't. I've only really done the dungeon stuff, which I think is on Martin's channel, mm-hmm. and the dungeon stuff is really fun. I think the problem that we've had with a lot of the previous MMOs is they don't really tick all the boxes. So they'll be really good at one thing. So like Guild Wars wasn't very good at the questing element and the dungeon element because it hadn't done it before in Guild Wars 2. Right. Final Fantasy was okay after they remade it, but all the servers lagged and you couldn't do anything on them. So it was just a useless game. WildStar has got actually some really good dungeons, and they train you really early on to not stand in the red stuff, which is nice. A massive problem when you raid like high level MMOs and they don't train them. So you get people who just sort of amble through the entire game, don't play any dungeons, and therefore stand in everything and wipe the entire raid. And they're very almost like original dungeons. The concepts for the bosses seem quite fun, and hopefully that's a really good sign for the rest of the game. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And this next question here is from Penis, and I think I'm saying that right.
That's what it looks like.
I apologize for his or her name, whoever's name that is. And we may have already answered this because it may be accounts and gaming, but I don't know. It goes on to say, hey, Hannah, what are the best and worst parts about working at the Yogscast?
Ooh. I guess regular day at Yog Towers, we sort of went off into the, well, actually, you've got to do a lot of editing. There's a lot of hard work behind the scenes that sometimes people don't realise. And a lot of the time they don't realise because they just don't do it. So like, I didn't realise how much editing was needed until I started editing videos. And I started back when I was editing. I did a lot of like the early Shadow of Israfeli sort of time with the maps and things like that. And it is a lot of work. Especially if you've got more than one person in the video, there's a lot of work on that. So I guess that's probably, I wouldn't say worst, because I don't really want to use the word worst about doing it, because it's a necessary evil, I guess, having to edit.
On that, do you find that the energy it takes to do the actual gaming part that everybody sees is far more draining than anyone would probably guess, or yes. Are you just a pro? But you got to switch on, and you do have to talk to yourself like a
crazy
person.
I do that anyway.
Person.
Like it's amazing how much like we've all. It's almost like conditioned now. You will catch yourself talking to yourself. You're like, why am I doing that? There's no one here. I'm just doing it because I've literally sat here and done it for 2 hours, like all day. I'm now in that stage. But no, sometimes you'll have days where you're just like, I can't I'm not in the right state of mind to do this and be cheerful. So there are days when you go, right, I can, this is a good day, let's just do loads. And some days we just go, no, I think I'll just edit today and relax, because it does take a lot. Yeah, you're right.
So you mean you sometimes talk to yourself, like commentate, you know, like going to the fridge, pulling out a
I really do a want drink. A cuppa right now. That would be lovely.
Like, I'm waking up now, feeling kind of tired, but I'm going to push through the day.
Yeah. No, there'll be things. It will be like, I will occasionally have like a conversation with myself. I don't know why I'm admitting to this. It would just be like, you know, what are you doing? Like, oh, we need that. I need that. I've got to get that. Okay, right. We'll do that in a minute. You know, just sort of talking myself through some things. It won't be everything.
Well, you're looking lovely this morning. I do the same.
Yeah.
You know, you've been doing it too long when you start commentating your own dreams.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I've not done that. Yet.
So this next question is, where did the name Lomadia come from? Did I say that right?
It's Lomadia.
Lomadia.
I assume it's Lomadia. That's what I've been using it as for ages. It was back when I had a night elf druid and I wanted to have an elvish-ish name because, you know, it sort of worked. Hmm. And so I went on one of the very tacky elvish name generators that exist out there that do like translation garbage. And Hannah in Hebrew means grace. Not very graceful, but that's apparently what it means. And Lomadia is sort of the same meaning as grace. So that's where that came from, and it just stuck.
And that is also your Twitter, right? That's what you use for your Twitter?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Uh-huh.
All right. The next question is from Polkadoll25. It says, hi, Hannah. I have a question for you. Will you ever do any more Hannah's cooking segments, possibly with a guest each week? As I love the Thai fish in a bag episode, and I think it would be awesome.
We did sort of very briefly talk about trying to do something with it, but it's all down to having a kitchen setup that works. And like my kitchen setup at home, like mine and Lewis's flat, the kitchen is so small you can't. Like, you could fit one person in and that's it. There's no work surfaces. So we'd need, if we did it, we were thinking through having to actually go through the setup to actually make a series or something like that. And you would need, like, a professional kitchen. You know, almost like those cooking shows where you've got the entire bench with the, like, the running water and the cooker all in a line. You know, like the standalone kitchens that you have on cooking shows. Mm-hmm. You'd need one of those if you were going to do it properly.
Yeah.
So we did sort of think about it, but not yet. I don't think it's ready. And also, I don't have that many recipes. I think Thai fish the bag is it. And then it's just like stuff I've basically pinched from a variety of places.
Thai fish in a bag with chips.
Yeah. Yeah, that would work. Just keep changing the side stuff.
Yeah. James McCartney asks, if you didn't work as a YouTuber, what do you think you would be doing?
Well, I wanted to go into publishing for quite some time, so maybe that, or events planning stuff. I did quite a bit of that after uni. So it would be something probably organising, because that's something that I quite like to do. Well, I can't help myself. It's less that I like to do. It's something that I feel I have to do sometimes to get things organized. So it would be something along the lines of that, like something in creativity on the writing side or something in events planning, I think, probably.
And do you have any hobbies you like to do besides gaming and stuff?
I do a lot of gym currently because I sit around so often that I just thought, I suddenly went, you know what, I need to actually do this and do this healthily.
Right.
Just because, like, my parents, my mum's got, like, a back problem and things like this. So I thought, I don't want to encourage that if I've got something. So I'm going to try and be healthy. And so the gym, I started going to the gym about a year ago now. And I'm still going and I do the class and stuff. So that's probably one of the main hobbies in my life currently, because it does take an extraordinary amount of time to do. You would not believe, like, if you go say like 3 or 4 times a week, it's actually quite a large time out of your schedule sometimes. So that's currently like my big to do.
That's why I don't bother. It's just it's too hard.
What a jerk face.
See, this is the thing. Like, I've got a personal trainer, just because I know if I don't have a personal trainer, I won't do it. So
yell at you. They're pretty harsh, aren't they?
Yeah. No, I mean, mine's not too bad. She guilt trips me instead of shouting, which works better. But I find if someone goes, well, I'll see you at 6:30, I will actually turn up as opposed to putting it off.
Is she like, that's all right, Hannah. If you want to be a little fatty, that's all right. It doesn't bother me any.
She's not that bad. That would probably work. It's much more positive encouragement usually. There's a few guilt trips. What else? There's obviously gaming. I quite like reading. I watch a lot of TV. I watch a lot of Netflix, I'm afraid to say. I have an iPad, so that literally never leaves my side. So that I'm currently powering through Star Trek Voyager again.
Nice.
Why not? After powering through all the others. So yeah, it's mainly TV and reading and things like that currently. Just sort of relaxed stuff that counteracts hard work and physical stuff.
Yeah, I just, for my birthday, I got a thing called a tread climber. I don't know if y'all seen those infomercials for that thing. It's basically just a torture device. And like, I try to get on it now every day. I'm up to about 4 minutes. Like, they say you got to do 30 minutes. And like, after 4 minutes, I'm dying. Like, I'm like huffing and puffing. Like, my wife's sitting there going, do I need to like call an ambulance or something?
No, I'm good.
So, I'm trying to get a little more fit. And, the main thing is like going to, traveling, like,
getting into
one of these airplane seats. Woo. Those things get smaller and smaller.
The thing is, I found as well, if you're the amount of energy it takes when you do go somewhere, especially if it's a convention and it's such high energy all the time, I found like it, if I've not been to the gym for a while, I feel a lot more exhausted a lot more quickly at those kind of things. Whereas if I'm doing the gym, it helps with energy as I go along, so I can manage doing these events, doing like the high energy, loud, crowded places for much longer. So I've sort of done it, and it helps counteract getting ill as a result of going, because there's a lot of germs that float around in those places. So it's sort of preventative a little bit as well.
Yeah, it's just kind of another one of those things, kind of behind the scenes, that it's part of the job, I think. And that's what I'm trying to get into mindset, because I hate exercise and I hate exercise.
So it's not just you.
Yeah, so I'm trying to think of it as, well, it's part of the job.
Yeah.
Get fit, be able to, you know.
If it's so good for you, why doesn't it feel good? You know? That's the trick. It's a trick. Because
then if it did, everybody would be healthy.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, and you don't want that.
Yeah. Okay, so we have this next question here from Cyan Pill, who asked, would you rather fight 100 owl-sized Lewises or 100 Lewis-sized owls?
I don't think that's a fair question.
That's an easy answer, I would imagine.
Well, if we go on the logic that owls have claws and beaks, probably 100 owl-sized Lewises.
Yeah, they're birds of prey.
Yeah, they will. They will hurt you. They will.
They will fight over your organs. 100 of them.
Oh god,
it's a nightmare.
That was the weeping angels
any day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and watching the video and stuff, and really, you know, your avatar and everything, like. So, what's your fascination with owls?
I quite like birds of prey in general, and then I think it was back when the guys started doing the podcast, they made some, I can't remember the exact origin, but there's a few things that have been said, like Hannah used to work at an owl sanctuary, which is a total lie. I'm going to say that because we have genuinely had people email me asking for advice with their owls. And I've had to sort of go, well, I'm really sorry, but actually it's a total lie. I don't know anything about them. So please don't ask me for advice on like your eagle owls, territorial whatever. So it sort of started as a little bit of that, and also the Night Elf Druid, I played a Moonkin, which is basically like a bear owl thing.
Right.
So it's sort of slowly amalgamated from a few different places into Hannah likes owls. And now I sort of went with it. So I was like, well, actually, yeah, I quite like owls. They're birds of prey. They're cool. I like cats just as much, but that's Nalsy's thing, his cats. So he can keep that. And then so I just owls everywhere now, which is quite cool. So many owls in here. It's ridiculous.
What about robot owls?
Robot owls.
That's pretty cool.
Let's take a...
Okay, so we have another question here from Octoplex. Says, if you could pick any location from a video game to vacation to, where would you go and for how long? And he put some examples, Destiny Islands from Kingdom Hearts and El Mamoon from Ni No Kuni. So what would be a great holiday spot?
To be fair, I quite like the Pirate Island, like your little hideaway in Assassin's Creed Black Flag. That's very nice once you've upgraded it. It's like a sheltered pirate cove in the Caribbean. So I could go for that.
That'd be nice.
Trying to think what else. There's
get some piña coladas.
The problem is with most sort of games like that, it's always a world that's filled with either horrible stuff, wants to kill you, or, you know, there's something horribly wrong with the world and it's all going to just die suddenly. So I'd probably say, yeah, somewhere nice and safe, like the Caribbean, that's going to be fine. I'd go with that, you know, nice, warm, sandy beaches. Let's go with that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Good.
All right, our next question is from Darville Yognot. Who says, hi Hannah, huge fan. My question is, if you could make any game you wanted, what would it be about and what would you call it? P.S. You and Lewis are so cute.
Aww.
Thank you. if I could make any game I wanted, what would it be about and what would I call it? Ooh. To be honest, I'd probably just want more Tomb Raider. Maybe that's just me. More Tomb Raider sort of style games, but with a bit more challenge. I don't know what I would call it, though. Because my imagination is utterly dreadful. I'd probably just end up calling it something like Tomb Raider. so there we go. I don't know. It's a very good question, but I'm afraid I have a terrible answer.
Tomb Raider-like.
Yeah. Natalie asks... perfect segue into Natalie's question. With your admiration for the Tomb Raider series and the author, mother and daughter, would you ever be interested or have you ever imagined yourself involved in the production of writing a script for a game? If so, what sort of story would you give it?
No, I haven't. It's weird because it's one of these things that I did... creative writing at university. I did English at university and I did writing, which sort of was going to segue into publishing, but never really went down the video games route in terms of thinking about it, because at the time it was, you know, I think Mirror's Edge was out when I started uni, I can't remember, but we hadn't got so many female video game writers out there who were actually saying, you know what, I'm a video game writer, look, I've done this really cool stuff. So to be honest, I've not really thought about it, but
if anybody makes the Tomb Raider versus Batman in the search for Jack the Ripper on the moon, that's your IP and you've got first right of refusal on all.
Yeah, sure. And throwing a bit of zombies as well. Cause Walking Dead, The Last of Us.
Yes.
I'd love to do something like that. I'd love to work on a great script writing like The Last of Us, which is fantastic. But, you know, I haven't really thought that far ahead.
Let's see. And I keep getting these kind of oddball questions.
Yeah, you do.
So let's just roll with it. This is from Toby R., who asks, how many toast slots does your toaster have?
Great question.
Does that mean... because we have, the toaster's got one slot, but it toasts two pieces at once. So I guess that's one.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's kind of one of those with the doors on the front. One of those bigger.
I have.
No. Mine's see-through, though.
Oh.
Wow. You may have four, but as yours see-through, I can see how toasty my toast is.
Oh, they should all be like that. That's great. Science. That's brilliant. Great.
Science. So if it gets burnt, I could stop that before it happens.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And we have one kind of like that, and you could fit like a Tostino pizza, one of the small ones in there.
Yeah,
just do it in there.
So I guess it's quite a wide branch, so yeah.
It's made
if I use all four of mine at once, chances are I'll get at least one good slice out of it.
Great question, Toby. Thanks.
Love it. All right, next question from Tomato Warrior.
Tomato.
That's a great name. Real life contact with someone you've only known through internet gaming can be really awkward. Sipsgate.
Yes.
When did you first meet up with the main core of the Yogscast, and was it really awkward? What were your first thoughts seeing them in the flesh?
I think when was it? It was. It's documented. I think on. That might be the second meetup was documented on the Upward. We took Simon to meet Warwick Davis at a shopping centre, which was quite amusing. So that was the second meeting. But the first one, we basically all met up in London because that was where the central bit was. And we just sort of all went to a pub for the entire day and just sat there. It was a little bit weird because obviously we hadn't seen each other before. You see photos on things like Facebook, so you have a rough idea of what you're getting yourself into. But yeah, there is that sort of initial, like, it's less of a, oh, this is really weird, and more of a, that person's voice is coming out of a face instead of a computer. And yeah. It is really strange. I've had it before because I did meet up with my previous WoW girl before I moved to Yogs, and it is exactly this, like, it's weird because you do have this sort of disconnection of, like, why is this not coming from a computer? This is attached to this person. This just is a bit strange. But once you get past that and you get past everyone being a bit sort of nervous because...
Can you go in a different room and just call me on your phone? This is weird.
Yeah. Or I'm just not going to look at you, if that's okay. So, no, it's certainly a lot more surprising if you haven't ever seen a picture of them. Because then you genuinely don't know what to expect. And then you have the whole... There's always the sort of inner debate as well of, I'm meeting this person in real life. Should I call them their proper name? Or should I call them the name that we all call each other? Which sometimes doesn't quite work in a pub. So, you know, like... you could say... So, like, Duncan...
Tomato Warrior, get me another pint.
Yeah. I actually love when people call me Afro Monkey, like in settings that are unusual.
Oh, yeah.
I've had someone yell it at me across a restaurant, and then I couldn't find them because they were hiding behind their menu because they were so embarrassed. They just yelled Afro Monkey across a crowded restaurant.
It was weird. It's a little bit weird, but nowhere near as weird as meeting like a complete, like, I guess, set of strangers, say, like a brand new class at school. It wasn't like these are people you still know, and once you get past that initial like what on earth's going on, why are there people here? It's fine, it's good.
Yeah, yeah, because you already kind of have that bond from playing games and filming and stuff. So
I mean, we did sort of there was like individual meetups a bit more. So like Lewis met Simon for like an afternoon, probably about 6 months before we met like. I say we met everyone else. There's only like five people there. And then it slowly got bigger and bigger. Things like Duncan came to stay with us for a weekend. So it was more like individuals as opposed to just here is everyone suddenly, which did help almost acclimatize you a little bit more to, oh, here's someone you know who's now not talking at a computer. We've done this before. Like, it's all fine. So, yeah, it is strange, but you get over it.
Very cool.
All right, the next question is from XRJNZ.
XRJNZ.
Who is your favorite Yogscast?
And who is your least favorite?
Yeah.
Wow. I know that some of them are watching because they just like you know, they want to see make a fool of myself with my lack of Minecraft knowledge.
No, I'll handle all that for you. It's fine.
I think I'll say Lyndon, Nalsy's cat, and then I'm not insulting anyone by saying, you know, it's not them. I'm going to say Lyndon, because he's a lovely cat. Or Kim. Maybe I'll say Kim, actually. You know, all the boys watch you were hoping I was going to say them. No, it's Kim. My broseph.
Awesome.
D-Man No One says, what she thinks... Oh, this is written really good. I do English so nice. What she thinks her best series or playthrough of a game on her channel has been to date, and maybe why she joined working on that videos the most.
So what's your favorite series?
Where do I start? So many. I mean, like, I enjoy things like... There's the really old L.A. Noire series, which is great because Simon was living in the same house as us at the time, so he'll just wander in and out of that. So that was quite fun.
That was great.
It was mainly just to go, like, you're a really bad driver, like, what are you doing? Or shout at our washing machine. But people seem to like that. So that was quite fun because I enjoyed the game as well. And then obviously these added additions for like Lewis and Simon just wandering about was quite fun. But then there's things like The Walking Dead, which, you know, gets an honourable mention because it is probably my best series. And it's great and it's fun and it's unexpected. You know, stuff is always going to change and you have to make horrible choices, which means you're always on your toes and you never quite know what's going to end, like where. And I guess that will probably be The Last of Us as well, actually. Someone asked me on Tumblr yesterday if I thought The Walking Dead or The Last of Us had a better storyline. And I went with The Last of Us because I just watched the documentary that they've done, which is absolutely amazing. It's like an hour and a half on YouTube. Really good. And so it would be something like that, something that's got a really good storyline that actually makes you feel emotionally invested. And it's a lot easier as a result to play the game and have fun because you are having genuine reactions to stuff. So something like that, I think.
Very cool. And this last question here is kind of odd, so I'm just going to skip it and go on to my own question.
Okay.
Is that fair? That's fair, right?
That's fair.
Yeah.
So I just want to know, is there some kind of secret Yogscast handshake that you'll have? I mean...
Not really, but I'm gonna have to say it because otherwise Terps and Lewis will shout at me. They've been trying to bring in this thing called put your beard on. So it's like put your beard on.
Put your beard on.
And that is probably the closest thing we've got to some sort of handshake.
So we'll have to get everybody this month throughout the show to put their beard on.
Yeah.
I never take it off.
Did any of y'all have questions?
Yeah, so in the Dead Workers Party, I love to edit. I love editing as much as I do playing games. And so my question is, what do you use to edit with? And kind of what is your workflow?
I use Sony Vegas, but that's just because I went into it with no editing experience. We've got... we have a lot of editors that do like the co-op stuff. So things like Civ 5 is edited... by one of our guys upstairs, and a lot of the professional ones we use Premiere. Mm-hmm. But me and Lewis sort of muddled our way into the whole thing and used Sony Vegas as a result. Cool. So
we already love you more.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We love Sony Vegas. It's fast.
Well, you guys are. I'm
not. Yeah. Well, yeah. You don't count.
What else?
Is there at least one person representing the Macintosh in the Yogg's Towers?
Our studio runs partly off a Mac because we have is it Logic Pro that does all the processing for audio, so that's the only Mac apart from we've got a few laptops actually. We've got a few Mac laptops floating about that we use, but we've put Windows on all of them. So
and y'all have do y'all have like a big Yogscast sign outside y'all's office?
No.
Or?
No. The problem is because we share a building with like a fair few other businesses. Mm-hmm. It's it's one of these things where we try not to encourage people to just come and knock on the door because it disturbs all the other businesses as well.
Right.
And also is because it is our workplace. So we do need to keep an element of it private and not so much safe. But, you know, the ability to be able to do recording without someone outside shouting.
Right.
Or, you know, we occasionally have people who visit who want to make sure that it is a safe place for them, a quiet place for them to be. So we try and keep it as quiet as we can about where we are.
But
we're happy to come and see people at conventions and stuff. So that's what we sort of advise.
What do the neighbors think of you guys in the building? Are you guys like the
clowns?
They think
we're insane, I think. Kim did a shoot last week where she dressed up as something. I'm not going to spoil it because the video will be out, I think, Monday. And the receptionists just think we're insane because just wandering around, like between the levels occasionally, just dressed up in strange things. Or they'll come down. As I said, the cleaner thinks we're insane. I was staying late one night and he basically said, like, what actually do you guys do? Because every time he comes in, I was sitting playing Dota because I was just like, you know what, I'm just going to... I was waiting for a video to render, so I thought, well, I'm going to play a game of Dota 2, talking into a mic to people on vent. And... he was just like, what is she doing? She's talking to... Who's she talking to?
Like, she's talking to her computer. Weird.
Yeah. Like, why is she having a conversation? What's going on? Why is she playing a game? I literally was, what do you guys actually do? Like, you are working here? Yes, I'm working here. I understand it does look like a teenage bedroom. There's just, like, gaming stuff everywhere and cuddly owls, but I am actually working.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
In the news this week.
In the news, we actually have a new sponsor for the news this week.
Yes,
it's,
we do.
It's 57digital.com. I didn't even know that there were official Minecraft apps, but apparently there are. And they wanted us to talk about them this month. So we're going to talk about them all throughout this month. This one, I'm just going to kind of give you what they are. They have five apps. There's the Minecraft Explorer Pro, Minecraft Skin Studio, Papercraft Studio, and the Minecraft Skin Scanner. They also have a Scrolls one, but, you know, we don't really talk about Scrolls on the show. So we won't go into that one. They have one in beta, too, which is Seed Explorer, and they've given us some codes out, so we'll give out codes throughout the month, so keep coming back to the show and listening and get some of those codes. I've been using one on at Brent Copeland when I do that series, when I need to look up something real quick, how to make something.
Yeah.
Because whenever you go to another screen, when your frap's in, everything like Minecraft kind of it closes. So I just look it up real quick on the phone, and the app's great. I mean, it's they've done an awesome job. I've given you all some codes so y'all can try it out.
Yeah, and I got that. Are you talking about the Minecraft Explorer?
Yeah. And we'll talk more in depth about the Explorer next week, I think. So y'all start using it. Mm-hmm. If anybody has it, give us some feedback what you think about it. Okay. And So you can just search for these on iOS or on what's the other one?
Play Store.
Android. Play Store. Yeah, Android. I'm an iPhone guy, so
yeah.
All you guys with Androids, suck it. But that's from 57 Digital and a bunch of great apps, and we'll get more in depth throughout the month. So let's get on to some news here. First off, we got a patch update, Minecraft 1.75. Minecraft Realms, as we mentioned, they've added mini games and several server-side performance updates, as well as preparing to get Minecraft Realms to other countries. And I think it's mostly European countries at this point, but eventually we'll see it, and it'll get rolled out here. So that's pretty cool. But even cooler...
Even cooler is... You remember when, what was it, last month, if you watched the channel, if you're a fan of Freddie Wong and Brandon, they do the channel Rocket Jump. So they were doing a Kickstarter for a feature film for Minecraft, and they got shut down. They didn't get the rights to do that.
Oh.
Well, apparently this might have something to do with it. So now Minecraft is going to be a film produced by the producers from the Lego movie, from Warner Brothers, and it's going to be a huge thing. So Lego... The Lego movie was gigantic in the box office. It did more than, what's like, $250 million now.
Yeah.
Taking the kids to it on Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, it's and all I... Surfador even said it was rainbows.
It was
epic rainbows. So.
So, you know, I mean, so now Minecraft is going to get that same treatment, and it's going to be insane.
Is Yogscast... Hannah, ever thinking about doing some sort of movie or documentary or anything like that?
No, I don't. Well, I don't know. It's one of these things we keep getting contacted now and then by like film students, and I think it's something we've not discounted, but it's something we're not actively doing, I don't think, at the moment.
Right.
We were obviously part of the Mojang documentary very briefly. Yes. The guys were.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there's like so many other things like that we need to concentrate on. So like, for example, the Don't Starve video series that we did,
right.
Which was like, I think it was 6 videos. The guys go and camp in the wild and do this sort of like Top Gear challenge thing.
Right.
That works so well that I think we're probably aiming to do more of that kind of live action-y, filmy stuff than a documentary at this time, because people really love it. So it's... Yeah, not yet, I think is probably the answer.
Not yet.
Just, but maybe one day.
One day.
So yeah. Awesome. Well, and, you know, it's like the Terpster's videos of the offices. I mean, that's a nice inside of what happens at the towers, and another way to get to see it without having to go down there and bug everybody.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Good sure. stuff. And that's pretty much it for the news. Not much Minecrafty news this week, so take off your ties and let's move on.
And relax. Take your shoes off. Take off your pants, too.
My pants are already awkward.
But we'll do a little list.
Time for listener contributions.
Ow! Great. And as always, this is sponsored by Audible, and I just want to bring it up briefly just because Linus, who did the book, the Minecraft book, it's on Audible now.
Yes.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Go get it. Very cool.
Wonderful.
And this first listener contribution here is from Dr. Fuzzy, who says, "Hey guys, Dr. Fuzzy here. Now I have a bit of a dilemma. I find myself watching a video on YouTube that you guys recommended, and once it was over, I had nothing special to post in the comments to tell them that I was sent by the Shaft. Bebop Vox has his followers say, 'Diamonds to you!' when he recommends them to a video. Do you guys have anything special for your followers to say in the comments?"
You got shafted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, there you go.
Yeah. Gave me a shot attack.
Oh. Whoa. Yeah, I don't know. We'll work on that one.
Yeah, no, I like that. You've been shafted.
You've been shafted. I do like that. That's nice. All right.
if nobody's aware of the Shaft podcast, that could come across a little derogatory.
Even better.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
We win. So this next one here from the Shizwaz. Hi, Shaft guys. Since you are starting a new Shaftland server, is it possible for people who were banned on the old one to be a part of the new one? Love the show. Thanks.
It probably depends on what you got banned for.
Yeah, also, like we're leaning towards no on this. Right?
And plus, we basically wipe our hands on the administration of the Shaft lands.
So just
in the Shaft that says, like the four of us, don't ask them anything. They're here to play the game. If you have a problem,
like I'm on the server the most. And every day someone's like, "Afromonkey, can you help me with this?" I'm like, I literally have no power to do anything.
Yeah.
We're just players, and that's how we can enjoy playing the game.
Yeah.
Right.
So. And it removes temptation to cheat.
So I would say go to the forums and ask the mods there. RP Gamer will give you an answer. My first gut instinct is no. I was gonna say we'll give you another chance. But we like to kind of foster this attitude on the Shaftlands of Kind of like how I treat my kids, right? I know that you're going to screw up. We get a lot of young people playing. They're going to screw up. They're going to do stupid stuff. I would rather them learn how they should be acting. And then if you can prove to me that you can act that way, then good. And we've had people who have turned around and become productive citizens of the Shaftlands because of this policy. And so I'd like to keep that going forward.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because everybody deserves a second chance.
And just remember, usually, we have a prison on the server.
We do.
That's
we do.
Right.
It's a very impressive prison as well. I love the barbed wire fencing. It's great.
It's very clean, too.
Okay, this last one here from Mountain Dube says, "Dear Shaft, but mostly Eric."
What?
"I have a confession to make. This whole time, I've been playing a cracked version of Minecraft. But now I have bought the game, and it feels awesome to have a premium account. Thanks for unknowingly persuading me. I love the show and can't wait to see Afro Monkey's head on the Shaftlands."
Oh, your head is famous.
So Mojang, you hear that? We're selling copies for you.
Yeah,
okay. That's good, right?
Yeah.
Not just like it's a drop in the ocean, Brent. A drop in the ocean.
So why is this
accent? Yes.
Mostly me? Am I supposed to do something?
Did you guilt trip the internet?
He wrote back on a previous episode, and your answer apparently persuaded him to buy the game.
I see. Okay. Yeah. I gave him a stern talking to, I think, is what happened.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think so.
Well, that's good.
I went to his house and beat him up, too, a little bit. So that might have had something to do with it.
That's wrong.
Yeah.
You know what else is wrong?
No.
Excavation station.
Excavation station. This is where you let us know all your excellent ideas to be put into the game, and we know they're excellent.
Excellent
is a very strong word, but we use it loosely.
And we've already warned Hannah that we're going to come to her at the end of the segment and ask her what her idea for the game.
And it's going to be excellent as well.
It's going to be the best one, I think, of all of them.
Pressure.
Much better than mine.
But first off, we have Nanogears here who says, "I think we should be able to enchant chest to give features like more storage, locking in blast resistance, because I hate that mess when a creeper blows up next to your chests."
What happens when a creeper blows up next to your chests?
I think it blows it up and blows puts it up. Everything on the else. Ground.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, that's awful. I hate in my server. I use the vanilla command so that creepers don't blow up the terrain, because nothing irritates me more than something blowing up and then not leaving the same amount of dirt.
Yeah,
so
that's
true. Fill it back in. And it just drives me nuts and makes me rage quit too often. So I just turn it off. But if they explode near my item frames, they blow all the items out of it. I'm like, no! Why? I don't know where to put my potatoes anymore. So I think, creepers. Oh, man.
So I don't know. This sounds kind of like an enchantment to a chest. We've kind of talked about this before where, I don't know. Like, I would rather see a whole array of enchantments rather than just like, okay, blast protection, because then you might as well just have a metal chest or an iron chest, right?
Yeah, I think that just takes an care iron of it. Chest
for that sense. You need Feed the Beast.
Yeah, well, and I think Eric's got a good idea. Like, instead of enchanting this, now we have all these different types of woods across the world. Why don't you make it each wood add something specific to the chest, and then maybe the iron chest makes it creeper proof or something like that. Yeah.
I think so.
And a diamond chest is just sparkly.
Sparkly. Sparkly.
And I think Notch would like that. Notch, do you like this idea of the iron chest?
Sure. I kind of like that.
See? Proof. Next.
The proof is in the pudding.
It's totally legit.
All right. Hunter Hart says, "Hello, everyone."
Hi there.
Hi.
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 Hey.
How's it going?
Now that we got the color glass, I think there should be a one way glass where it is very hard to see through one way, but regular on the other side.
Oh, like so he wants an interrogation room.
Nice. What is he doing on his server? Like putting villagers in interrogation room and slapping them around?
Well, maybe he's built like a Bates Motel on his server, and he just
Or maybe he's a freak.
I haven't got to that episode yet.
Yeah, maybe he's like a freak, like a changing room or something, like a
just clothing watching
store.
Villagers.
Is he an agent from the Matrix? Mr. Anderson, we've had our eye on you for some time now. That movie is so old, nobody's going to know that reference, but that's fine.
That makes me feel really old when you call The Matrix.
I'm like, didn't
really
that come
old?
Out like last year? Yeah. No, it's been a while, I guess.
I was making Secret of Nim references on those past episodes. So, Mass?
Yeah, so I don't know. Is this good? Is it a ding?
No.
Oh, yeah, I guess we never really talked about the idea. We just talked
about all the creepy aspects of it and never gave, said if it had any merit.
What do you think about this, Hannah? Do you like this? One way.
The only thing I can think, the other thing would be to have it in a car, but obviously, that's not a thing.
Oh, have some tinted glass on your car?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nice. But we need cars for that.
Yeah.
You get pulled over for that. They don't like that.
Do you? Oh. Yeah.
Well, they don't in America. You can't have a really dark tint.
You can't have the limousine
because you
could
be like a crazy guy with a gun, you know.
So we have it all over the place in 4x4s here. No one. I assume it's the same regulation, but who knows? it's.
We've got maximum tint over here that you can have.
Really? No, but that's
I think it's an American thing. I think it's our obsession with guns and weapons over here that makes that illegal.
Yeah, it's safety for officers. Basically. Yeah.
Nats11 says, I think Minecraft needs player profiles. You would search up a player's username and it would show search results. From there, you could add them as a friend, see their stats, and if they are online, you could see what server they were on. And they used the wrong there.
Why are you pointing that out?
Yep.
Bugs you.
I just hate it.
There you go. I personally think that'd be great. More info and profiles and things like that.
Make the stalking easier.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's always easier.
They are online now. Hey, Hannah, how you doing? Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Hannah.
Well,
hey,
I mean, I think Hannah. There should be options just like most platforms.
Yeah, you could turn
have.
It on and off so you can go like, I opt into being seen online and what. And then like, that would be good. Like, why
maybe,
not?
Yeah. Like a
and it's got its own servers little, you've been playing on if Steam you want people to know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's all
right. Get some dings. Like it.
This last one is from this jerk guy named Afro Monkey. How about having mannequins that you can put armor on as decorations for your house?
Or storage. And that's they have that in Feed the Beast. And I think it's Bibliotech maybe has it.
I don't think I ever played with that when we were playing Feed the Beast.
It's actually it has a whole line of stuff that I think would be awesome. And one of it is, I believe, the mannequins, but it has like shelves and cabinets and so you can put your items like there and you can see what's on your shelf and pick it up and put them down and it's really cool.
Or if someone's like making a medieval castle and they could use the mannequins to have the different suits of armor as decoration, and I think that would be awesome. I would just have it sitting in the middle of my house with like diamond armor on it going
See, I would put it I don't have many friends. I would fill up the house with mannequins and be like, come on over, there's a raging party, and they can see in the window a bunch of figures. I'd be like, yeah, I'm going in there.
No, you need the one way glass so they can't see in. They have to actually go in the house and go, are you crazy?
Yeah, it all comes together.
So. That would be kind of cool, like cardboard stand-ups, but it's like you could right-click it and put a username, so you could have like...
Oh, so you could have like Brent Copeland and Afro Monk and Eric Fullerton all standing in your living room waving.
Around the tiny little tea set.
Guys. And Maz,
having
sorry.
And Maz. Biscuits.
And Hannah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And an owl one.
Sure.
Oh, why not? The owl would be the default.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah, owl book. It would need some more legs, I think, maybe, to sort of work on a scale. But sure, why not?
And wow, that segment just flew on by. I'm not sure if that was enough time for you, Hannah. But now we're going to come to you and see. do you have any ideas that you've always wished were in Minecraft or something to be added?
I mean, well, there's so many add-ons that pretty much do a lot of it. I really like, things like the beekeeping. whenever it was. Like, I'm so out of date now, but I love the concept of the beekeeping and like additional sort of almost gardening stuff that turns the game into a lot more like a gardening sim. I hate to say that. Also, we've got bats, right?
Yes.
Why? Where are the birds? Where are the owls? I want a pet. I want a pet owl I can like carry around and attack people with. That would be good.
That would be cool. Yeah. Sit on your shoulder and your arm or something. Or
yeah.
Or you know, like a variety of different things. Because we've got, you can have like a pet wolf, and you can have sort of have a pet cat. In a, it sort of stays in an area. More. Nalsy tried to get a pet cat and it just ran away, so but I'd you know, maybe some more sort of pet related things.
Yeah.
Something like that, I think.
Yeah, I think it's since they don't have you know, birds in Sweden anywhere, I think that's why we don't see them in the game.
Oh yeah.
But apparently
yeah,
birds don't exist
there.
Lots of
bats there.
What? I'm trying to promote this lie. Yeah. No birds in Sweden.
Spreading a rumor that's easily discounted.
Well, in this way they'll be like, we have birds in Sweden. Look, now they're in the game. It's proof. You're like, see, that's just all we wanted. We're birds in the game.
We take various different methods of getting stuff into the game.
So very cool. What does Notch think about that?
Oh, let's see here.
Ooh, that's a great idea. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Hey.
Let's do it.
So any patch now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Pet penguin. That's what I want. Yeah?
Pet penguin. Yeah, I'd go with a pet penguin. That would, just all the birds. Any kind of bird.
Mm-hmm. Could instead of just
except emu.
A pet penguin, can I have like the Danny DeVito penguin?
That's Batman. A gross one.
Yeah. I want like just gross and disgusting.
Yeah. No, you can't have that.
Maybe combine
worst
villager.
Idea ever.
Ouch.
Yeah,
that's painful. That's very hurtful.
Well, you know what else is painful?
What is?
We're getting to the end of the show.
The end of the show. Oh, it hurts.
We do have some housekeeping.
We do.
From the Shaftlands. The Shaftlands has just reached over 1,000 whitelisted characters.
That's quick.
Starting this week, the Shaftlands forums on NGen site will be there will be polls on in the forums that will determine the name of the new city on the Shaftlands server. This week, we will be narrowing down the results to the top five favorites, and next week we will be voting for the final name of this city of those five.
So very this is, cool. This is 1,000 people in the last couple days.
Yeah, since
the launch,
since yesterday. I have no clue.
I'm assuming since the relaunch.
So I need to hurry up and get my plot of land.
Yeah. So, Hannah, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for inviting me.
We appreciate that. And you should go over right now to YouTube, go to YogsCast2 to subscribe to Hannah's channel and watch all her amazing videos. And follow her on Twitter, and that's Lomadia.
Yeah. Lomadia.
Yeah. Something like
right.
That.
You won't be able to spell it anyway, so good luck.
Lomadia. Yeah. There we do. It's
tomato.
Yes.
Tomato.
Tomatio.
Potato.
I'll see you, Tomatio.
Tomatio warrior.
I don't know where we're going with that.
I don't either.
But for the rest of the month, we have a bunch of folks from the Yogscast on. Yeah. Same time, which is...
Oh.
Yeah, sorry, Maz.
Shirts in Australia.
So come on by.
I'm just going to record like an hour worth of pre-recorded me talking every now and again, and you'll just have to deal with it. Just play it at the beginning of the show.
Just random. Those damn wombats.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, just record like 10 random phrases for us, and we'll play them.
Yeah, soundboard them.
A couple of different laughs, some cries too.
So, and we're excited joining Yogscast. So this has been incredible getting to meet. Me too, personally, on Skype. And hopefully one day we'll get over there and actually see the towers and meet you in person or at a convention.
Yeah, oh, that'd be fun.
We've got a lot of cool shit to show you here. It's good.
Awesome. Can't wait for that.
Very cool. And next week is Yogscast Kim, I believe. So you can check out the schedule at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Call us at 256-812-1010. We will get you on the air, as well as email us at theshaft@deadworkers.com. And you can watch us live every week or watch the show on Mondays on YouTube. Give us iTunes reviews. Join the party at deadworkers.com and the Shaftlands. And let's see, Hannah, give us three words. Any words?
That can't be one. Oh, God. Help me. Coffee. There's coffee. Minecraft. And games. I don't know.
It's a coffee, Minecraft, games.
Sounds Yay. Good.
See y'all next
Did you
week.
Know they don't know who Stephen Fry is?
What?
Yeah.
And with that, we're out.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. Only The Shaft can prevent forest fires.